ghosts and ghouls. Blah, blah.
Welcome to your late night spooky. Oh, wait. We're probably releasing this in the morning, so.
Yes, it'd be early morning spookums.
It's pretty spooky in the morning now. Foggy and creepy.
Right, right. Welcome to this not an episode of Then and Now. We're doing a spooky Halloween
special.
Episode.
Halloween special.
Careful of the skeletons. Oh. I guess. In the closet?
In the closet?
In the closet. Jets? No?
It's all the games we never played. They're skeletons.
There's skeletons in there. The ghosts of what could have been, perhaps. Yes. So this week we're foregoing a Then and Now, and we are talking about...
Well, we're still talking about board games, but...
Sure, yes, yeah. But not our usual Saturday fare. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do sort of everything spooky today.
Spookums.
So get your spooky hats on and prepare. So we're going to talk probably, video games, board games, movies, books.
Yeah.
Scary things that have happened to us, maybe.
Really?
This will be a free-ranging...
Ooh, I like that.
...spooky chat. So, let's just jump right in with some board game stuff, huh?
Okay. Spooky board games.
Spooky board games. What's your number one?
Number one, definitely Nemesis.
Ooh.
That, okay. For me, I don't know, just every time we play it, it just feels... I mean, I have to... reference Alien of just, I mean, you know, the story is you're this amnesic crew that wakes up and you have no idea where you are. I mean, story wise, it's like, where are you? What's happening to the ship? Why is it so dilapidated? And just the, you know, turning tiles over. I have wanted for the longest time to have a, dungeon crawler, sci-fi, horror RPG, you know, and we've sort of played that with the Alien one.
The Alien actual RPG.
Yes.
Right.
Which has sort of gotten there, but not really. So Nemesis, board game wise for me, and I do want to later on, I'm gonna verbally remind myself, to talk about the end of the world RPGs.
Oh, sure.
So board game wise, Nemesis for me is top. So what about for you? What comes to mind?
So for me, I mean, Nemesis is up there. This is hard. This is always what do you mean? Is it the scariest? Is it the this, the that?
Uh-huh.
I think not my favorite to play, but the one I like the most for spooky season is Horrified.
Oh, okay. All of the classic...
classic movie monsters.
Universal monsters.
A little fight.
Disagreement.
Little disagreement on Halloween.
Tiger does not agree with your
choice. With Laszlo's choices, maybe. Horrified. So, as a kid, I saw the movie Monster Squad.
Yeah.
1,000 times. And so those classic Creature from the Black Lagoon, Dracula, the Mummy, they're all in there, except maybe Frankenstein. Although maybe even he's there.
Frankenstein. Oh, for you watch it in the
Monster Squad.
In Monster Squad.
So for me, that huge nostalgic push towards those movies is pretty real. And so I think just purely the one that I think about now, and it's new. I don't think we've had it since last Halloween. So
no, I don't think so. That's interesting because I didn't grow up with those. You know, old classic.
I mean, I didn't either. It was the
but you were closer to it than
right.
I was.
Yeah.
Remade,
warmed up, late 80s, early 90s, the Return of the Living Dead remake. That was a lot of classic remake time. So.
Yeah.
So, secondhand.
Definitely.
I think. What surprises me is, as much as both of us sort of bonded over and really enjoyed Zombie culture when it hit.
Yes.
Zombies, the game, doesn't even, it's in the box of...
It's in the garage, if that says anything. So.
Stowaways, yeah. So Zombies, the board game, doesn't even rank?
No, I mean, I like it, but whenever I think about it, all the thing that just comes to my mind is just how many fiddly bits there are, yeah, and how annoying it is to set it up. Mm-hmm. And that just takes me out of it.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's just, it doesn't come to mind for me.
Yeah, that's true. And then there was Last Night on Earth.
We played that once?
Oh my, I was so excited to play that.
You were very excited.
And when we actually played it, I was very disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't remember why it so, like, mechanically failed, but it did.
I mean, it doesn't even stand out in my memory to me.
I remember it took a long time.
Vaguely, just vague bits about it. And even then, it's like, I couldn't tell you any details about it. So, did not stand out to me, unfortunately.
Right.
And so, rounding back, we're going to talk about tabletop games and whatnot. The End of the World games really kind of freaked me out.
So before you forget, you mean?
Yes.
So we played Fantasy Flight, has a series of RPGs that all center around sort of the different ways that the world could or would end.
Yes.
And we played...
We own one or two of the books.
I think we have two, because Alien Invasion and Zombies.
Oh, are that's the two
that we have.
Okay. Are there more than that?
Are there four? I think there's five.
Five?
So there's like Natural Disaster, Wrath of the Old Gods.
Oh, that's cool.
Type things, and Robots.
Robots. Okay.
Robot Uprisings. So why did you want to talk about those?
I don't know, like, of all the RPG games we've played, you know, D&D, Numenera, Shadow of the Demon Lords, all of that stuff, it's like, I'm creating a character, and I am playing that character. In the End of the World RPGs, you're just playing yourself, and that just really spooks me. And you're playing in your hometown, and it's very, I mean, it's... redundant, but it's close to home. It's, you know, like, you can't reach out to your loved one. It's like you are playing this scenario with you and whoever else is with you, and you're trying to just navigate. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, definitely there's tension.
It's personal,
yeah,
in a way that for us and maybe other people are just better role players than you and I. Like, I don't find myself inhabiting a character very much. But I did have a lot of fun doing, you know, the world ones, but I also ran them. So there's only one in which I maintain myself as a character for any amount of time. But
it's hot out there.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
That was fun.
We did the Zombie Outbreak was the first one we did, kind of a classic zombies, mostly.
Yeah.
Little twist, but sort of the... I thought that those were really fun, but they were challenging to do because of that personal part.
Yeah.
So in that one in particular, I killed myself off as a player character, or an NPC, really.
Yes.
Because, like Bianca said, you start what's in your hometown, and it starts when you sit down to play the game. So I had to bring myself out of it so I could game master it. So I immediately died. I was like the first casualty.
Yes.
And I just remember that really, like, affecting you.
It, I don't know, it was sort of, like, startling.
Yeah.
And just, like...
I literally felt
it. Was
bad about
literally
it.
Me putting myself in that situation and thinking about it.
Right.
And that, like, it was too real.
Yeah. And then it made it difficult, too, with things like, oh, you know, you can't call your mom. Or, like, you try to call her and you just don't get through. And... I think no matter how that would have been, that always had to be ambiguous, because I don't think I could have brought myself to, like, roleplay that. So, yeah, it was really personal. The first one, so we've done three. We did one.
We did Lauren and Larry. And we did it with Lauren, Larry, Grace.
And Isaac.
And then we did it with Darby and I.
Right.
Yes.
So, I really enjoyed the first Alien one that we did. I put a lot of effort into, like, making fake news clippings.
It was so
great. And everybody
looked
at them for, like, 2 seconds and then, like, yeah, whatever. And there was like all kinds of information in there. I'm like, oh, they'll get this clue. And then this will be a callback. And everybody just threw them back on the table. And I'm like, you might want to read that again because there's a lot of useful information there. And like, nobody did. So the classic game master curse. So
yes.
You think it's going to go one way and the players have another opinion. But those were spooky.
Yeah.
Those were fun to GM for sure. The other one that we played, like you said, was the Alien, which was fine. I don't have a lot to say about it. I think if you know Alien, then you're going to know that game. And for us who aren't necessarily great...
You're talking about, right now, because we're transition, you are talking about the Alien RPG.
Licensed RPG.
Not Alien. The Alien End of the World
right,
RPG.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. And that one... Like, we're just not into the role-playing aspect of it enough to divorce ourselves or to be inhabited in the character enough to not know what we know. Just did not meta.
I have tried to do that, but yes. It's so hard.
Yes.
Divorcing myself from the information I know.
Yes.
And just wondering, like, well, why wouldn't my character just be curious or suspicious, you know? Like...
And I'm automatically suspicious. Every time we do anything ever in an RPG, I'm not allowed to try to, like, do my own thing because of that meta, too. It's like...
Like, you went to go eat an apple once.
It was in Star Wars, and I was going for the hard... Like, there was the, like, apples, like, hard fruit, mm-hmm. and we didn't have any grenades, and so I was gonna go get those, and I even came out and threw them out, like, thermal detonators! No. Everybody's like, oh, he's just hanging back eating apples. Man. But, I guess it's still fun.
Yeah.
Then I complained about it so hard in the Alien one, when I really was evil. Or at least, like, evil-ish. Everybody felt bad enough to...
Yeah, leave you alone.
That I was evil. So,
so yeah, RPGs, spooky RPGs have been fun. And yeah, if you haven't tried the End of the World ones, I think that's just fun, just for a different pace of a game.
Yeah, I really like you're creating your own character. In the character creation, you're sort of really encouraged to be honest, and that you get rewarded for that from the others in the group after you sort of award your points. They lend themselves really well to not necessarily one-offs, but short.
Yeah.
I think 3 or 4
sessions
was all it took on all of them. And the last Alien one we did, which I don't really think we got to an end on, but we...
It was a couple hours, right?
Yeah, we got to play for...
At least?
Most of the day.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Like, I just was satisfied where it went to. And so there's a lot of spooky in our hobby. So one we haven't talked about, but really is the quintessential, is just betrayal. And I think on purpose we didn't really talk about it a lot, just because we just did an episode about it.
It's fantastic. I mean, yeah, atmosphere wise, yeah, if you're going for the spooky, we're, you know, exploring this abandoned house, you know, put on that ambiance music and turn the lights low.
Yeah,
definitely. Good atmosphere to that one.
So what do you think about, like, Death May Die? Is that a spooky game?
It's not spooky to me. It's less real. Like, because it's like, you know, ancient old gods and things like that, which to me is just fantasy. And with Betrayal, there's definitely some spooky parts to it because it's rooted in reality. For the most part. I mean, I know there's a werewolf and a banshee, but it's like, it's spooky. You're like...
Yeah, well, it's Halloween-y.
It's Halloween, campy. Yeah.
So what about, do you remember the Camp Grizzly game that they played on Funhouse?
No.
It was basically Friday the 13th. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, well.
Oh, wait, is that the one with the Kickstarter that, like, delivered 3 years later or something?
Yeah, we don't know anything about it other than we saw it play, and we're like, oh, that seems like an interesting game, and tried to find it, and yeah.
I don't remember anything past that.
Okay,
no.
Well, never mind. I guess we can't go too much further down that route. So, I think that covers most of the board game stuff. The only thing that it brings to mind now is, I saw today, Awakened Realms released a trailer.
What?
For ISS Vanguard.
Oh.
Which is their next sci-fi
Is that just sci-fi, or is it sci-fi horror?
I don't know. We got the book, and we never really looked at it.
We got the art book. Or the
concept or something. I haven't looked at it, but I thought we would check it out. So if you're listening to this and are curious about Awakened Realms, you should check it out. ISS Vanguard is the name of their next sci-fi.
I'm a sucker for sci-fi, unfortunately.
Me too.
It is. Yeah.
So what about, let's shift genres here.
Yeah.
I want to talk books.
Books.
Because I, yes, I have a path here. So what do you,
I'm gonna,
any scary books? What is your scary manga?
The only, it's funny because, like, I didn't read, like, scary books. I was much more, as a kid, my dad and I would watch scary movies and things.
Yes.
Definitely without my mom knowing that I was watching, like, rated R movies in, like, middle school. Like,
yep.
And when it comes to books, I don't think I own any books that are scary other than, it was a, oh my god, what is it called? It is the, like, Choose Your Own Adventure, Goosebumps. Like, werewolf.
Yeah.
You're at camp.
Spooky.
And those were the spookiest it got for me when I was younger, was reading those types of books.
I don't know, I feel like there's some horror tropes in the video game series that you read some of the books and actually recommended. That was, like, our first sort of meeting Dark Riders?
Darksiders? Yeah.
That's horror.
There's a lot of fantasy in it.
Yeah, but I think it's fantasy horror.
I guess, yeah. That's true. It's like hell is invading Earth.
Right.
Basically. And, yeah, you're one of the four horsemen. But I'm not, like, scared by that.
That's true.
Like, that doesn't, like, set off my, you know, the hairs on the back of my neck tingle. And when I was younger and I was reading some of those Goosebump books, like, they freaked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. See, that's the problem, is I skipped Goosebumps and went straight to Stephen King. Like, I was reading Stephen King. I remember my mom made me wait until I was, like, 13 for ones that she knew had what she would call questionable material, probably. But others that she didn't know I was reading.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So my first experience with horror was definitely Stephen King, and It, for sure, was like, that one affected me a lot. Like, that's, so to transition then would be, like, something that you were really scared of as a kid, and maybe still are, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was definitely the entity.
Mm-hmm.
It could be whatever you're afraid of.
Yeah.
Are you listening here? How are you going to fight something that it can be whatever it knows you're afraid of? That's not fair. I'd have to walk home in the dark.
Oh my god.
Down, like, a dirt road for, you know, a quarter mile or so. And I'd just be like, I'm scared of bunny rabbits that can't hurt nobody. And I'm scared of little squirrels.
Oh no.
Like, trying to convince myself I was scared of things that weren't scary.
Yeah.
So that. So that one was those are the two, I think, for me, of, like, and Ghostbusters was great and not scary.
Oh, that's funny, yeah. I watched Ghostbusters a lot when I was a kid, but I watched what is it?
The other Ghostbusters?
No, I can't remember what it was now. I reminded myself what I was gonna say. I didn't really love, like, books, like, scary books.
Mm-hmm.
But since I grew up with the internet, I was sort of entrenched in, like, creepypasta stuff and, like, creepy forum stories and things like that. And so I came across Slenderman, early high school. And there was, like, probably a month where I would walk to work, like, alone, and I'd be kind of, like, looking over my shoulder and stuff, and it's just, like, creepy. Just, yeah. Slenderman got me for a little bit, and then and I moved on from that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not big in the literature world for me on spooky stuff. It was much more movies.
What was the movie that did it for you?
Like a movie that gave me nightmares?
Yeah, that you were scared of as a kid.
I feel like it's gonna sound funny, but it was the first Resident Evil movie that came out.
Not scary.
In 2002, and right. I was like 10.
Right.
And I didn't really watch like scary movies at all. I would say that was like the beginning of like watching scary movies with my dad, because I was like, you know, 10, 11. So you're an old enough kid, you can watch scary movies now, you can watch R-rated movies. And it was really creepy. This like the, it was like, I was really young and like CG was becoming more of a thing. So the creatures looked really, I mean, you know, at the time, they looked really real and like creepy. And like, one of the things that scared me the most was like the demon, like hounds, like the dogs that were like.
In what?
In Resident Evil.
Oh, still on Resident Evil. Still on Resident Evil. I thought you just meant in general.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. So still on Resident Evil, the dogs freaked me out because they were like half dead.
Right.
And I had nightmares about them like chasing me. So that was one of the movies that gave me nightmares.
Yeah. The It, the movie, never really bothered me. I guess because it was like a the movie one, series.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Came out on, you know, ABC or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it couldn't have been too bad. But the first one I remember that gave me nightmares was, I watched it at my neighbor's house, you know, sleepover, because my mom was not down with the scary movies for like 9-year-old me or 10 or whatever it was, and it was Nightmare on Street 4. Freddy has a baby.
Freddy has a baby?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Ooh.
I don't even know.
Scary. I had the so baby was many scary? Nightmares. I don't even remember. The most vivid thing I remember that, I don't even want to get into it. It's real gory, so.
Yeah.
So that was bad. I had dreams, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I saw the next one was, ironically enough, the one before, so 3.
Oh, that's funny.
3 Warriors, which is pretty well known with the Nintendo power glove and stuff like that. And now I think I could look back and see a lot of comedy there.
Yeah. But,
oh, I was so scared.
Yeah.
And especially staying. And the Night of the Living Dead, when I saw that, I was at my family friend's. And that one could be rated PG. Like, there's really nothing in that. It's just the mood. And they had a, like, garden level basement, so split level. So the basement wasn't fully underground.
At your friend's house?
Yeah, like 2/3.
Yeah.
And they had the windows that'd be up there. And stayed the night. And I could, I think the wind was blowing, so the trees were casting shadows. And just, like shadows of, like, people running. Because you would only be able to see their bottom, like, shins. And so it just looked like
That's the spooky.
Zombie hordes running outside.
Oh, scared little boy. Spook.
So what's something really that's happened that's giving you some spooks?
There was one time, like real life, my mom and I had moved, and it was about maybe a month or two after we had moved into this new house. It had originally been like 3, I think, like college students who were living there, renting the place out, and it was owned by another guy who was like renting out the rooms and stuff like that, and they had left. We bought the house. We moved in. We hadn't changed the locks yet. And so, like, one day I came home from work, and it was just me. My mom usually worked late. This was back in, like, high school. I think I was, like, a junior or a senior, maybe. And I got home. I was just, like, putting my stuff down. And I think I had, like, sat down to, like, start doing my homework on the couch. And I was doing that for a little while. And I was looking around because I hadn't seen our cat in, like, a while. Usually, like, he would come to greet me. come to see, you know, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't seen him. And so, and then I heard, like, scratching at the garage door, which was in our kitchen. And no. So I went to go look, and, you know, I opened the door, and he comes out. My cat's there. And I'm just like, why is he in the garage? That's really weird. Because usually my mom and I leave them from the front door, and we only ever come home from the garage if we're coming home with my mom, basically. And so I think I, like, called my mom, and I was like, did you let him into the thing? Like, did you see him this morning? She was like, no, I didn't let him in there. And there's a back door in our garage. And so it just, like, really freaked me out. It made me think, like, you know, someone who had previously lived there, who still had the key, had come into the house, didn't know there was a cat, opened the garage door, and he ran out and was in the house. Yeah. And so my mom was like, just get out of the house. Like, you don't know if someone's there. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get out of the house. And it really freaked me out because, like, my mom, I mean, like, when your parents start, like, panicking, like, you start panicking, and she's like, just get out of the house, call the police, like, I'm coming home. And I'm like, okay, like, I'll do all of those things. And I, like, ran out of the house, like, called the police. I, like, ran into our backyard because, you know, that would be the safest place.
Right, no one can see me.
And, like, the police came, and they showed up, and they searched our house to see if anyone was there, and no one was there. But it was, like, it was creepy, like, being in our house and feeling like someone was there that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. Like, that was scary.
Yeah, yeah. I have a similar one, which was picking up the phone and just, like, hearing both nothing and, like, a person. Like, I picked up the phone to make a phone call.
Yeah.
And it was like he was already engaged. Someone had already picked up the phone.
Oh.
And so it would happen. I know you might not remember. But every once in a while, you pick up the phone right when someone was calling. And it's like it didn't even ring.
Oh, you're that's like, funny.
Well, wait a minute. And sometimes the person you were going to call, even weirder. So it was like that. I picked it up. No dial tone. But you could hear an open line on the other end. That's weird. Hung it up and tried again and did the same thing. And we had multiple extensions in the house.
Uh-huh.
So, like, oh, I wonder if there's a phone off the hook. But that'd be really weird. Because, like, I just got home from school.
Mm-hmm.
And no one would have been home all day. And so it would have been off from, like, the night before. And just seemingly unusual. And I checked in my parents' room and their phone was on the hook. And, like, the only other one is downstairs. Like, my dad's office.
No.
And it's dark down there.
Hell no.
It's like a half-finished basement. One got a knife.
Yes.
Went down the stairs, so, like, creeping one, and it was not off the hook either.
Oh, weird.
And then it just, like, when I got there and I saw it, and it just, like, again, maybe it's something you're not gonna be familiar with, but sometimes when the power would go out, the phone would jingle. Like a...
Oh.
Just the briefest little ring.
Boom.
Weird. And sometimes you would hear it, and you'd be like, oh, the power's out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, power's back. And it did that.
Ooh.
And then the phone was back. But the power hadn't been out.
Oh.
Yeah, it just weird. Made that noise like it was reconnected as soon as I got there inside. So that was weird.
I have one other one that weirded me out when I was younger. Mm-hmm. My dad and I had gone to this museum. And I think it was, like, the Museum of, like, Space or, like, Flight or... I think it was Flight, specifically. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, we'd been there for a while. And we were on our way leaving. And I think I just remember, like, I needed to go to the bathroom. So my dad was waiting for me out in the hallway. So I went to the bathroom and I came out. And, like, he was just standing, like, stock still. Just staring down the hallway. And it was, like, kind of creepy, because it's, like, my dad's a pretty relaxed guy most of the time. Mm-hmm. And so just seeing him, like, just absolutely still, like, weirded me out when I was, like, are you okay, Dad? Like, what's up? And, like, he's just, like, staring down the hallway, and And then he speaks to me without breaking, like, line of sight down the hallway, mm-hmm. which is also just, like, creepy because it's, like, what is he staring at? And he was, like, there was a man standing there, and, like, this really tall man in a suit, and he was just standing there still. And I looked away for a second and looked back, and then he was gone. And it's, mm-hmm. like, it's just, like, creepy. I don't know. It was, like, a weird... I just remember that vividly of just, like, coming out of the bathroom and my dad is just, like, just so still. And then him, like, just staring down the hallway and telling me that. And, I don't know, it was just, like, creepy.
Spooky. Yeah. I like it. I have always had, it's not really the same thing, but it's evoked similar feelings. Just... every once in a while, I will have the wave of the most powerful deja vu. Mm. And that's a little weird to say, because it's like, you can't really gauge that against someone else's experience. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if other people, but there have been times that I've seen something and literally been, like, knocked back, or, like, had to sit down. Like, yeah. The wave of, oh my god, I've seen this, is real, so... I don't know, a lot out there that cannot be explained, mm-hmm. for sure, but we try to find meaning in our media, right, in our mm-hmm. board games and our books and movies and music and even some video games, which yeah. I guess we were maybe going to touch on, but maybe we'll do that next
some
year.
Some other time.
Or
yeah.
another time, as we've just got to my spookometer is at full right now, so... I think that'll do it for us. So, everybody, stay safe. Thank you for listening. If you're going to do any Halloweening, make sure you stay socially distanced and yep. wear your masks. And don't forget, next week, you got to go vote if you haven't.
Yep.
If you haven't, then, gosh, you really should have. But don't let the long lines mm-hmm. deter you if you can.
For
right?
sure.
So, enjoy a spooky season. And... I have been Anatomy Adam. I was trying to think of a spooky name.
Oh, I don't know.
Axe Murderer Adam.
Oh, spooky.
I know.
And Bog Monster Bianca.
Ooh. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.